Hey, it's Ben and Kelly today on the podcast. Stick around for the silliest citation or ticket you've ever received. One involves
crazy
a Pokemon Go, a bus stop, and
an ambulance.
Yes.
An ambulance.
Yep.
Then Chelsea went viral without her knowledge. She was upset. That is group therapy.
And is she being desperate for wanting to fly to see a guy that she's just talking to?
I say no, and there are big reasons why.
Yep. All right. Enjoy the podcast.
Happy Monday.
Ben and Kelly.
Hi there, Kelly K.
Hi there.
Dealing with any sort of flooding or anything in your area?
Well, yes. I've seen a lot of people that are just like completely underwater, which is awful. So I feel bad even complaining that, well, we got a little leak in my husband's office that we're dealing with, but that is like small fry compared to what some of the issues are that people are facing in the area.
Yeah, I know. I have now a little leak in our crawl space that we've discovered. So
super annoying, right?
Yeah, that's one of those things that, you know, gotta figure that out. But yes, at least our house is not underwater.
Right.
Obviously, a lot of people in the metro are experiencing flooding. Man, I saw this stat about the Kentucky River and Frankfort, where their flood walls are to protect against like 51 feet of the river cresting at 51 feet, right?
Yeah.
And it's supposed to crest at 49 and a half.
Oh.
So it is like crazy dangerous.
Yeah,
for sure. Absolutely. So, I mean, it's
poor captain's quarters again. I feel like everyone's got to do it. How many times have they flooded?
So I've heard that captain's quarters floods themselves. When they see that the river is going to be like this, they flood their own restaurant with clean water to keep the dirty water out.
What?
I don't know. Obviously, I'm saying this now on the air, and I heard this to be true, but I don't have any way of verifying it. But to me, I was like, all right, well, I guess that makes a little bit of sense. But obviously, you know now that Thunder Over Louisville has been canceled because, you know, the Ohio River is supposed to crest on Wednesday. And it's, I mean, if you look at the river from Cincinnati all the way down to Louisville and even into like Shawnee over on the West End.
Yeah.
I mean, it is high. Of course, the Third Street ramp off of I-64 has been closed. And yeah, I mean, you can understand why. It hasn't been since 2018, I think, that flood levels, waters have reached this level. They actually had to shut the, you know, protective flood walls there at the Yum Center and around Louisville. So, man.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, they made the right call for sure.
Yeah. You know, I mean, and especially when we're supposed to be getting more rain this week, Wednesday and Thursday, more rain. So that just on top of everything else and people dealing with still like those in J-Town still dealing with the effects of the tornado that rolled through. Man, I know it's, just one thing on top of the other. So, yeah, Thunder Over Louisville, yes, been canceled. Now, you know, we were giving away tickets for Lynn Family Stadium. If you want tickets for that, you can still go to the Racing Louisville game. They're going to honor those.
They're still doing the game.
They're still doing a game. Also, the Bats, you know, Louisville Slugger Field, the Bats, they had a game, too. I kind of similar to Lynn Family where they were, you know, having a
doing
baseball.
A game and yeah, they're watch the fireworks,
exactly
yeah.
in the air show and all that stuff. They are still doing a game at around 2:00. So if you, you know, obviously you'll have to contact, Louisville Slugger if you got tickets for that. But yeah, if you want tickets or got tickets for the Lynn Family Stadium for, our Thunder, event, you can still use it to go see the, Racing Louisville soccer game, but yeah, obviously the air show and the fireworks are going to be canceled this year. I mean, not you know, Thunder's been canceled before, so this isn't, you know, something that's completely unique, but obviously, you know, its economic impact is pretty great for the businesses, you know, around the river and all that stuff. So man, So yeah, we'll wade through all that. Pun not intended.
I see what you did there.
And yeah, we got a show for you here this morning. Yeah, I mean, we were going to give away tickets for Thunder to join us. We're not going to do that. Obviously, you're not going to do that, but still got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning on the show. Jokes.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's You Laugh, You Lose with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose. The gamer Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's for this trophy. Losers go first. I think that's me, Kelly.
It was. My golfing joke took you out last
week. That's what it was. Hey, Kelly, you know I was robbed by 6 dwarves yesterday.
You were?
Yeah, not happy.
Not happy. Got it. Hey, shout out to Marsha, who sent me this joke last night.
Okay.
Why should you wear glasses in math class?
Why?
It helps with division.
Okay. You know, Kelly, I took my daughter to a pet store.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we were looking at parrots. Mm. I went to the clerk and I said, hey, could I get one of these for my daughter? Clerk said, no, we only take cash, not trade.
Yeah. We're going to keep the parrot. You keep your daughter. Got it.
Yeah.
Have you heard about Amazon's new service just for seniors?
No.
Pasture Prime.
Mm. Hey, what did the horse say after it tripped?
What did the horse say after it tripped?
Help, I've fallen and I can't giddy up.
Adorable.
Thanks.
Hey, Ben, what is so fragile that the mere mention of its name can break it?
What?
Silence.
Okay. Almond milk. A little history lesson for you.
Yeah.
It was terrible. It was sold terribly before they rebranded it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. No one liked nut juice the first time around.
They should try that, though. Just a little market experiment.
Refresh?
Yeah, let's just see. Let's do a little rebrand. Just try it. Hey, Ben, I always wondered why Waldo always wears stripes.
Yeah?
Then I realized it's because he doesn't want to be spotted.
Oh, gotcha. Kelly, yo mama's so big.
Oh, wow. We're going to yo mama jokes?
She can't put the past behind her.
Wow. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
Woman tells her date at dinner.
Uh-huh.
So napping and sitting around are seriously your only hobbies? You told me you were interesting.
Oh.
Her date said, no. I said that I was into resting.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah.
Kelly, yo mama's so big. When she goes camping, the bears hide their food.
Yeah. Wow. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
I had to hire a bouncer for an event I was hosting.
Oh, no.
Afterwards, he was constantly asking me if I was mad at him.
Oh.
Turns out I accidentally hired an insecurity guard.
Oh, an insecurity guard.
Hey, you got another yo mama joke?
Yo mama's so big.
Yeah?
The sorting hat put her in the Waffle House.
How many more you got?
You'll find out.
Okay. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Tourist says, look, there's a whole flock of cows.
Oh.
Farmer says, herd of cows.
Mm.
Tourist, herd of cows? Of course I've heard of cows. Those are those farm animals that go moo. There's a whole flock of them over there.
Hey, Kelly.
Yeah?
Yo mama's so big.
How big is she?
Her blood type is Ragu.
Ragu blood type. Classic. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
Today I decided to go visit my childhood home.
Oh, yeah?
I asked the residents if I could come inside because I was feeling nostalgic. They refused, slammed the door in my face.
Oh.
My parents are the worst.
Hey, Kelly.
Yeah?
Yo mama jokes are old.
They are.
They have no class.
Right.
And are done over and over and over by just about everyone.
Including you.
Just like yo mama.
Out of this.
Oh, Diane, she knows. She understands.
She understands.
She gets it. There you are. You laugh, you lose.
I'm offended. For Diane K. Bless her heart.
Oh, shoot. All right, I'll take the trophy. You laugh, you lose there on 99.7 DJX. By the way, did you have a good birthday for your daughter?
Yes, she. We had a good day. We went to Putt Shack, did a little putt-putt action, went later to dinner at BJ's, got the Pazookie.
Which, by the way, I got to give props to your daughter. Her impression of Jennifer Coolidge
Oh God!
What? You put it on your story. It made me laugh.
She was just, oh God, delicious.
it was really good.
She's really good at that. It was like the whole night she's doing lines like that. She's cracking us up.
Yeah, that's great.
Great.
Yeah,
we had a great wait staff too. Our waiter, they were really understaffed. A lot of the places were saying they were understaffed, and so they said, you know, it's open seating in the bar area if you want to. Otherwise, like 25-minute wait. Mm-hmm. So we're like, all right, we'll sit up in the bar area. And this one waitress was taking care of that whole section that was almost fully filled. And she was amazing.
Oh, that's great.
She just did such a fantastic job. So kudos to everybody that's kind of in that situation. They're on the struggle bus because they just don't have a lot of people to cover, the demand. So she did a great job. It was fun.
Sweet.
How about you and Zoe?
Oh, yeah.
14 yesterday.
Yeah. Zoe had a birthday yesterday too. It was great. And honestly, I feel bad for my wife because my daughters and my wife and a few other people took a girls' trip to New York City. They got back on Saturday afternoon. And then for Zoe's birthday on Sunday, my wife was kind of getting sick and then was just laid up all day yesterday.
Oh, no.
And was just completely just bedridden, like felt terrible. And so I felt bad for her, but I had to do everything.
That's right. Yes. No, the birthday goes on. We don't pause the birthday.
I know.
Sorry, Mom. Not pausing the birthday.
I know.
I was waiting for Jake, too. Jake was sick here. He had to sit out. Yeah.
I had to do everything.
Oh, yes. Well, that's what I've been doing all week.
Yeah.
Because my husband was out of town Wednesday through. He got in at 2:30 a.m. Sunday or Saturday morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyways,
I was on the struggle bus, too. It's much.
I feel for single parents, that's for sure, because doing a birthday as a, quote, single dad.
And that's just one thing.
It's literally one thing. And I'm just like, oh, gosh, now I got to figure out dinner. What the heck?
I gotta really appreciate your partner. Yeah,
I know for sure. All right. Hey, coming up next, it's a setting the bar story. And if... Be thinking about the dumbest parking ticket you've ever received, or the silliest warning or
citation,
ticket you've ever received. Yeah, exactly. Be thinking about that, because there is no way you are going to beat this dude that is the star of our Setting the Bar story.
I have to say, he was set up. Literally set up to fail.
You ever get a dumb ticket, dumb parking ticket, citation, warning, something like that? This guy would kindly like to tell you to be quiet.
This is an example of what not to do.
So
it's something that we hope doesn't happen to you.
Yeah, that's kind of what the lane we're in. And this is to the city. If you can manage to make it through the day without creating a bus stop and no parking zone without telling anyone, you're doing okay. So literally this guy in Montreal, Canada, is now having to fight a parking ticket. Tickets. That his daughter got in front of their house.
So this is their house is right there, and they decided to put a bus stop in front of their house, like taking up any space that they had been parking in.
So this happened on April 1st, and you're thinking April Fool's Day prank. No. So the city installed signs for a brand new bus stop in front of this guy's house. The sign is actually in his front lawn.
Oh.
They finished up about 7:55 in the morning.
Bold move.
Then at about 8:05, 10 minutes after the sign was put up, parking enforcement drives by and was like, oh, there's a car parked there.
Oh, bus stop. Can't park there.
Blocking the bus stop. Car citation. But keep in mind, this car was there overnight before the bus stop even existed.
I mean, that has to be the loophole, right?
The guy says they were given no advance warning about the bus stop coming. There was no way they could have known that they weren't going to be able to park literally in front of their own house. Here he is.
My name is L.A. Capital.
Whoops. Here he is right here.
There was no sign the night before. Now I got to waste my time to go test the ticket. And if they refuse my contest, I actually got to go to court to actually fight a ticket, which is completely, completely wrong. Now, one bus has passed by, and I think they should notify it and put up a sign before the official sign saying there will be a new sign.
Yeah, you know what? And he has a valid argument. And you know what? The city is like, yeah, you know what? You're right.
Really?
The city says, yeah, Yeah, you know what? You're right. And they say they never update property owners about their 10,000 bus stops, but the ticket will not be reversed because once the ticket is written, there's nothing they can do.
But the city is like, okay, we get it.
I know.
So doesn't the city have the power reverse a dumb ticket?
You'd think maybe it has to go to the court now, but whatever. It's like, so the guy is contesting it, but he's just annoyed, as we all would be.
Well, yes.
That he's got to spend his time and energy to do something like this.
And hold on. So they never update property owners about 10,000 bus stops they might decide in any given time to throw up in front of people's houses.
They say, like, they say there are 10,000 bus stops.
Okay.
And they don't update property owners about.
If they decide to put a new one?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yes.
Like, how in the world are you supposed to know if you live in an area that might at some point get a new bus stop?
I know.
And then sucks to suck if you do.
Yeah. You're saying everything that we're all thinking too. Yes. And the city's even like, hey, you've got a valid argument, but.
But we're not going to let you not pay the ticket?
Well, but he's got to go through the, I guess, go through and contest it and make his case. And the city's already like, yeah, I mean, it sounds like, you know, you're on to something.
I hope that he's got surveillance camera, like a doorbell ring camera that can show the car sitting right there.
Well, I mean,
and
they have
installing the sign.
They have a timestamp. You know, they said crew finished up about 7:55 in the morning.
Well, unless he's got like photographic evidence that shows the car was already there.
This is one of those set in the bar stories where you're just like, wow, glad that's not me.
Oh, it looks like he does, I think, have a camera. So he's so good.
Right. I know you're probably not going to be able to have a story on the level of this dude.
No, this is next level.
But what's the silliest, like, citation or ticket or warning you've received? You know, thinking about it. All right. 502-795-1997. We'll take some of your stories coming up. But that is your setting the bar story.
You know, the good thing is that he's also got news coverage.
Whoa, yeah, my gosh. Helpful. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
He's got news coverage.
He's got the support of the public. That's for sure.
Yep.
All right, there you go. That is your setting the bar story, and we'll take some of your stories coming up next. What's the silliest ticket, parking ticket, citation, warning, something like that you've received? Maybe it wasn't that you literally parked in front of your house and then the city decided to put a bus stop right where you parked and then cited you for not moving it overnight.
That poor guy. And then they're like, yeah, it does. That is not right, but we can't fix it. So
yeah.
You got to go to court.
Right. Exactly. Maybe it's not like that.
It's even worse.
So I remember I got pulled over by a bike cop one time. I was in a car.
That's not something you see every day.
No, not at all. He cited me. It was late at night. I had gotten off work and it was late at night and I rolled through. I guess I didn't come to a complete stop at a stop sign and I was almost home. And so I kind of passed the cop and I look at him. He looks at me and he's on a bike. And then I see in my rearview mirror him turn around and his little like.
He's got a little light.
Well, he didn't have he didn't have like a siren or anything like that. He just had his little like actual light and he just followed me. And like I said, I didn't go very far because I was literally almost home. And so I pulled into my driveway and literally he pulls in behind me.
He gave you a ticket in your driveway.
He gave me a warning in my driveway.
Warning.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I was like, what is happening? I literally get out of my car. I was like, what is happening?
Can I help you, officer?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And he gave me a warning.
You know what you did there?
Yeah, he gave me a warning for rolling through a stop sign. I think he was probably wanting to make sure I wasn't like drinking and driving or anything like that because it was late at night or anything. But anyway.
Where are you coming from, buddy?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, I was coming from work. Tina said I got pulled over once for driving too slow in the fast lane. I was trying to eat a taco without spilling anything.
Oh.
It was a crunchy taco, y'all.
No, we get it. Yeah.
She says one wrong move and it's a lap full of lettuce and regret.
Absolutely.
Oh,
but then
funny.
That's not another valid excuse.
No.
Either.
No. I was eating a crunchy taco.
Driving,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Gina, I parked on my own street during street cleaning day again. In my defense, I thought I finally outsmarted the system. I even moved it across the street. Plot twist, both sides were being cleaned.
Oh.
Ticket.
Oh, okay.
I guess if you live in an area like that, do they give you the schedule? Kind of like trash day. It's going to be cleaning day.
So yeah, I mean, in my
on the street?
In my neighborhood, I there are notices that are put up where it's like, hey, we're cleaning the street between this time and this time. Don't park. Whatever.
I guess neighborhoods don't deal with that. We've never had a street cleaner come through.
Dan said, I got pulled over for suspicious activity because I was lurking in a neighborhood.
Oh.
I was playing Pokemon Go.
Sure. Yeah.
And there was a Charizard,
yes,
on the corner, yes. And I wasn't leaving without it.
You don't leave I got without a getting the Charizard.
Loitering warning, but no Charizard.
Wow. Oh, dang it.
Oh, that reminds me when I was staking out these neighborhoods around my house for our stupid fat Fred.
I got a talking to.
Yes, I got the cops called on me a couple times.
That's hilarious. There's a strange furry guy, and he just keeps hanging out.
Yes.
He's just sitting in a chair. I don't understand it.
Yes.
Ashley, I got pulled over, issued a warning because a cop thought I was driving under the influence.
Uh-huh.
I thought I saw a bug and was trying to get out of my car.
Oh, no.
Turns out it was a smudge inside the car.
Uh-huh.
So the cop thought I was, you know, under the influence of something. Apparently, it was just caffeine and anxiety.
Oh, wow. Jeez. Okay. Laura from Shelbyville rolled in and said, I got a ticket for an abandoned vehicle on private property while I was sitting in the vehicle.
What?
Wow.
Then it's not abandoned, right?
Well,
if you're in it.
I know. I don't know how that works.
The definition of abandoned is having no one in it and being there for a long time. That's crazy. Oh, wow. Keith, walking while intoxicated.
Oh, wow. You can get a ticket for that?
To be fair to the officer, I was just epically hammered. He wanted me to just go home and sleep it off. Gave me a lift home, too.
Oh,
that's nice.
There you go. There you go. Silliest ticket or warning you've ever received. Hannah rolls in. I apparently misunderstood what no parking between 2 and 6 a.m. meant. I thought it meant starting at 2 a.m. I parked at 158. That's called strategy, not a violation. Tell that to the judge.
That would be my defense. It's called strategy.
It's called strategy.
Crystal said parked in a new subdivision with my then boyfriend, now hubby. We were playing hide the pickle.
Did she just say that?
Then she made me say that. We were well into the game when the officer tapped on our window and then shined light directly on me while my husband rolled the window down. He then proceeded to give us a warning ticket for public lewdness. Oh, my God.
What a game. What a game. Oh, all right. Hey, thanks for the stories. That was good.
Thank you for saying pickle and not sausage. I feel like it makes it a little bit better. I'm not sure why.
Fun game, though. Sounds like a fun game. All right. Thanks for the stories there on 99.7 DJX.
Wow.
That's good stuff.
Oh, wow. I didn't see that one coming.
Nope. You ever go viral for anything? It's 99.7 DJX. I mean, like, millions of views. I was looking at some of the YouTube videos that we've done over the years. And I mean, like, we have some like Wheel of Dares bets that are on YouTube that have over like 230,000 views, things like that. But, you know, in the, you know, scope of today's world, I feel like that's not really like viral. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like viral
means it's getting passed around and shared by tons of people.
Yeah. And it's also millions. Yeah. Millions of views for sure. So, one of those things, you know, and, you know, so some of our weird reels like this one.
I am Drew. I am Danny. And we are not the same person.
You know, where Kelly and I are standing, got exorbitantly a large amount of views and shares, and it's like
it did.
Yes,
really.
Yes,
it's like when you just pick up like a piece of audio that's trending. Yeah, I guess yeah. A lot and of people
sometimes,
are doing it.
Sometimes
you jump
that
on
happens.
Board the bandwagon, and people will find it.
Yep, for sure.
Okay,
for sure. Sometimes that happens, and you know that can be the thing, or you can just be in the right place at the right time, and you can find see something, video it, and all of a sudden it's like. Having the right content at the right time in a moment where it's like, oh, wow, okay, this is big.
You lucked into it.
You well, lucked into it, yeah.
I don't think that's the situation with Chelsea either.
No.
No.
No, not at all.
She would not consider herself right place, right time.
Yeah, so she's checking in with us and thought that she could trust her boyfriend. And yeah, it is a trust issue now because... She feels like her trust has been violated.
I mean, it's an invasion of privacy.
But to be fair, she's viral.
Well, she was on the verge of it.
Sure, sure. Anyways, it's group therapy coming up here next, and we'll unpack it all coming up on 99.7 EJX. Let's get to some group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Chelsea says, hey, Ben and Kelly, need some advice because I am so mortified right now.
Oh, gosh, okay.
I've been dating my boyfriend for 6 months. And the other day, a friend sent me a TikTok of me snoring.
Oh, okay.
Turns out my boyfriend secretly recorded me sleeping, posted it with the caption, this is what I sleep to next to every night. Without even telling me.
Oh, gosh.
The worst part, it got over 350,000 views before I even knew it existed. When I confronted him, he laughed and said, relax, people think it's cute. I had to practically beg him to take it down before he finally deleted it.
Oh, wow.
So now I don't know what's worse, the humiliation of thousands of people hearing me snore or the fact that my boyfriend didn't even think he did anything wrong.
Oh.
My friend who sent me the video is just as mad at him as I am and thinks I should break up with him.
Mm.
My sister thinks so too, but my other good friends saying I should relax, no one will remember it anyway, and I should get over it.
Mm.
So what do you guys think? Am I overreacting? Is this a deal breaker? What would you do?
Oh, wow. It's the whole violation of trust thing that is
yes.
The sticker for me, not the fact that, yes, and you, so your friends are right.
Yes.
I mean, the fact that the world will forget that. It's not going to be a thing that people are going to be like, hey, aren't you the chick that
was snoring that I saw on the internet?
Yeah, because, I mean, those things go viral, blow up so quick, and then if they are deleted, then they're gone. Now, I mean, obviously, you got to worry about if anybody took it and
screen recorded it, shared it
again. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I don't.
Those fears, though.
I don't like the whole didn't tell you. Like,
well, no. And then, yeah, I mean, who knows how long that could have been out there had one of her friends not sent it to her.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and the fact then, once she told him how upset she was about it, he's still blowing off her feelings.
Relax.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of my red flag with the whole thing. I don't know if it's like... to the level of breaking up over this one thing, but this is certainly a mark that you should think about.
Well, you know? And does he fully understand he's not to do that again? Like, you need to give permission before he posts anything about you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Do we understand that? If we understand that, then okay, maybe we can move forward.
I mean, it's this culture, though. You know, it's the culture of anything and everything is fair game, and... you know, regardless of it of whether it has other people in it or not.
Yes, so. Going viral is the goal, yes. Regardless of you know, at whose expense.
Yeah. Hey, let us know your thought. Maybe you have a story around, maybe you went viral for something similar to this, where someone posted a video of you and... tell us how you worked through that, all right?
Yeah, you didn't mean for it to catch fire, but it did.
Yeah, exactly. 502-795-1997 is our number. Group therapy here. So our listener, Chelsea, got with us on group therapy. She snored. Her boyfriend recorded it, posted it, 350,000 views later, and one of her friends sends it to her and goes, hey, this you? And she's mortified. finally convinces her boyfriend to take it down. He's all like, what's the big deal? People think it's cute. Now she's kind of torn.
She's got some people in her life telling her to break up with him over it.
Yeah.
Lisa says, I only have one social media account, really use what I have. My friends know that I am to be asked before they include me in a pic or post in their socials. Just a matter of respect. I don't believe I have to live my life publicly for it to matter. Your boyfriend needs many, many lessons about common decency and courtesy.
So it's interesting because there are people that are on the other side who are kind of like some of her other friends. Alice and Caitlin are both in the camp of, hey, he was just having fun, paybacks. Caitlin says, if you're going to break up with him over it, posting a video of you snoring, then girl, you got some growing up to do. Everybody snores. Who cares? So, you know, there are definitely those who are like, it's going to blow over. Don't worry about it. Just move on. But then there are those that are like, it's one thing to record and play it to her. It's another thing to expose her to the world. The fact he would never told her and found out through a third party is a big reason to never trust him again. You don't humiliate your partner to that level and think it should just be laughed off.
Yeah, it's not like he said, hey, babe, hey, look, I posted this video.
Can we post this?
Look at how many people are watching it. Oh, my gosh, isn't that hilarious?
I know someone else sent it to her.
I know. That's why it's not like he did that. So I think that's a huge problem is she may not even still know about it had someone else not alerted her to it. And the fact that he doesn't understand or verify her feelings and say, okay, I'm sorry, I won't do that again. We haven't heard him say that. At least she didn't include that.
No, she didn't. No, clearly with the people that are responding to us, it's the same as her friends because, you know, she had her sister and her friend who sent it to her that were like, this is inexcusable. And then another friend was like, whatever, it's a big deal. What's the big deal? Get over it. Like, we're seeing that in our own comments and everything, and people that are like, hey, it's a TikTok. There's millions of them out there. 350,000 views, that's not really that much. Chill out. He was probably being cute.
Amanda says, oh, for sure someone shared it, but that's not cool. I'd be upset if my husband did that to me. I'm not the type of person who wants to be on social media. She shouldn't leave him, but make it clear she doesn't want to be posted. And if he does it again, that's a different story.
Mm.
So this is his warning. If he does it again, and then she should go ahead and just make it a point to monitor what he's posting.
Well, someone also put a warning that's like, well, first it's snoring. Then it's a secret naughty tape that's posted.
Oh, well, there's like decency rules against that, right?
Well, but there
Community
are also,
standards?
Sure, on social media, but there are other sites that they're fine with.
Okay.
So
maybe more obvious if he was recording other things. She'd probably be aware, right?
Well, if you set up like a video camera with lights and everything, sure. Yes. Yeah, but
I would be cautious about that.
But it's the people that are like sneaky. All right, so there are a lot of different ways to go about it. I still say, hey, look, it is messed up that he did that without even telling you, and then someone had to show you. Yes, it's you snoring. I get it. People will forget, sure.
Right, sure.
But you need to definitely have a conversation and say, hey, not cool.
Don't do that again. Thanks so much.
Yes, exactly. Don't ever do that again. That messed me up in the head. You know, good luck.
Yeah, let us know. I mean, give him a pass this one time and just make sure that he doesn't.
Yeah, you got to have a conversation about it with him.
Yes. Yep. Yeah.
All right. Hey, thank you. That is group therapy. Can we play a fun little game, just you and I?
Let's play a fun little game. Just
That sounds like something you would say to your spouse.
A little bit.
The way it came out of my mouth just made me laugh. All right, we're playing the fake news game. You jumped into that last week, so I thought, all right, why not? Let's do another round, all right?
Super fun.
Yeah, so this is just identify the headline that's real or the headline that's fake. You want to go first?
Yes.
All right.
Okay, here's mine. Breaking news. Burglar. Couple discovered a thief in their home Saturday after man told a joke and heard a laugh upstairs.
Oh.
Real or fake?
That is real. That's got to be real. That's got to be real.
Way too specific for me to make up.
Right, for sure. Real or fake? All right, here we go. Local woman accidentally joins neighborhood HOA meeting via Zoom, now elected president.
That sounds real.
That is fake.
Get out! That is fake. You made that up?
Yeah. Joins Neighborhood Homeowners Association meeting via Zoom. Elected president.
Impressive.
There accidentally. Well, might as well make the best of it.
All right.
All right.
Man finds out wife of 2 years is his sister.
Oh. That's probably real.
It is fake.
Oh, it is?
It may be real somewhere, but
yeah,
I have not seen
it. You made
it
up.
I pulled it out of my brain.
Man, that does sound like something real. It almost sounds like
right?
something that we would have had here on the morning show.
Right. Like, sounds like a group therapy.
Right, or a family secret or something.
Yes.
All right. Real or fake, Kelly? Fearless cat keeps returning to the London supermarket he's banned from.
I feel like that is real. And to be fair to the cat, probably doesn't know he's banned.
Cat doesn't know he's banned. Yeah, it is real. That is funny. Cat's like, you know what? I know you have rules. I don't care.
I've been coming here for years.
That's
Can't
right.
stop, won't stop.
Can't stop, won't stop. All right, couple more.
Breaking news. I've been posting my letters in the dog poo box for 2 years.
Posting meaning like mailing?
Yes, from overseas.
Yeah, that's real. That's real. Yeah, that's real. So wait.
91-year-old Alf has been putting letters in a dog poo. It's got a picture of a dog on it.
Yeah, I was going to say, how
still thought it was a mailbox.
How close are the mailbox and the dog poop receptacles?
I don't know. Bless it. I don't know if that's the actual guy, but if they got a stock photo of an older looking 91-year-old dude.
Oh my gosh.
He's like, oopsies.
I mean, thankfully, the ones here in America are very distinguishable. You see
right.
the dog poop ones are very, like,
yes.
purposeful. And then, obviously, the
baggies, you know, usually included.
The mailboxes are blue.
Yes, and they say U.S. Postal Service, clearly marked. Thank
that
goodness.
Is funny.
Thanks goodness.
That is funny. All right, last one. Last one. Okay. Real or fake headline game here on 99.7 DJX. Man sets world record for most times hitting snooze. Misses record ceremony.
Oh. That one's tough.
Man sets world record for most times hitting snooze, but misses it. Was he sleeping?
I need it to be real because I want to see it.
It's fake. It's fake. Yeah, it's fake.
I made it up, but I wanted it to be real.
Yeah, it's fake. There you go.
Oh.
All right, good stuff. Real or fake? Fake
Again,
news.
You never know.
No, you never know, especially now on 99.7 DJX. All right, Kelly Kay.
So CBS's Steve Hartman on the road in Choctaw, Oklahoma, met an 11-year-old that's got a pretty unusual talent. His name's Samuel. He's autistic, has Tourette's syndrome, and can perfectly imitate the sounds of over 50 types of birds.
Look at that.
So he practiced over by the school fence every day. Classmates had never really heard him do it. Until the school talent show. Now, his mom was nervous that he wanted to perform because no kid from special education had before.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the acts were going to be your typical singing, dancing, you know, playing instruments. So she was afraid that he was going to be made fun of on stage. But his teacher convinced her to let him, quote, spread his wings. So what's the hardest bird to imitate?
Probably the barn swallow. It really sounded like there was a bird in the building.
Exactly like.
I was like, what is this?
This is a bald eagle.
He's brave. Really brave. It takes like a lot of courage to get yourself up there.
He aced it. I don't think I saw one single kid like not clapping their hands.
Yeah, wow. So cool. It's been like nearly a year since that. And now he is teaching his new friends during recess outside how to do all those bird calls.
Oh, wow. There you
go. Lots of buddies. Yes, you can see the story. It's pretty great at WDJX.com. Brought to you by Belle of Louisville.
Can I just shout out single parents real quick? I got a taste of it yesterday. Taste.
Just a little taste.
So,
I did too last week.
So yesterday, both of our daughters had birthdays over the weekend. Ava
yes.
turned 13 on Saturday. Zoe turned 14 on Sunday. They're exactly a year and a day apart. We didn't plan it like that. Just happened.
We did not consult each other.
No, we didn't. Yeah, and you said your husband was gone on a trip.
Yeah,
for a little
Wednesday,
bit.
And yeah. He got back at 2:30 in the morning Saturday on her birthday.
Yeah.
Which I was still up because I was frustrating trying to blow up this stupid balloon that ended up having holes in it, and I didn't know it. I took an hour and a half trying to blow it.
I just
wanted to do the one and the three just for a little picture, just the one
yeah,
and the three.
I get it.
One.
Which one was it, the one or the three?
It was the three. Oh, I got the one done. I sat there for literally, he gets home at 2:30 in the morning, he's like, what are you doing up? I'm like, hi, can you pull this up?
Yeah, and you know, my daughters and wife had gone on a girls trip. They got back late Saturday, and then my wife got sick, like bedridden sick.
Oh.
Saturday night, and then all day Sunday for Zoe's birthday, she tried to get up and like, you know, be social, but it was like she was down for the count. And so I quickly realized, oh, I gotta do everything.
Had you done any preparations before? Like, did you have a cake or card or birthday, something or other, candles, the things?
We had presents. I needed to wrap them, which was fine,
sure.
Which was fine.
Okay.
But, you know, as far as cake goes, no, had to figure that out. Candles go, had to figure that out.
I did that the day before by faking a Goodwill run. I'm going to take some things at Goodwill so that I can go somewhere without them seeing where I'm going.
Dinner, had to figure that out. But, you know, and it was like, man, high stress.
Yeah.
But it's like, okay, listen, take a step back, Ben. This is one day.
One day.
And you're just one day, you don't have help from your wife.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. Single parents are doing this every single day.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah.
But man, I felt it.
Yeah. No. I so appreciated him so much more when you get back because it was a 13th birthday. So it's kind of a milestone. She's becoming a teenager. It was a big deal. Her friends are all on spring break.
Yeah.
So there was kind of already that disappointment. So
All the friends are gone.
To still make it
special. Yeah.
Without having all of them around. So we, you know, ended up, it was a busy week.
and then you want
in the morning and I'm trying to like tape decorations to her door so that it turns out she heard it.
Well, I literally took Zoe, my daughter, who's having the birthday, out to shop for her cake. I was like, what looks good, kid?
It's a yes day, babe.
I know.
It's a yes day.
What
are you saying?
What looks good? What looks good? So anyways, shout out to the single parents.
Don't know how you do it.
All right, coming up next. Look, she thought it was a romantic gesture at first. Now she's like, sound desperate much?
Oh, boy.
Relationship court on the way next. It's 99.7 DJX, little Ben and Kelly court action. Relationship court, if you will. Got this from Reddit, but she says...
A guy I'm talking to long distance was supposed to come visit me, but something came up. He ended up canceling.
Mm-hmm.
So in a spur of the moment, I decided I'd go to him instead.
Okay.
Bought my flight. He booked a hotel.
Okay.
Well, now actually having time to think and process, I feel like I'm just being desperate.
Mm.
So I'm so mad at myself for wanting to travel 2 hours by plane to someone I'm just talking to and there might not be a future with. So now all I can think about is canceling. Should I?
Okay, a little relationship court here. What should she do? Cancel? She thinks she's being desperate.
I was on board with her desperate thinking.
Uh-huh.
But if I'm reading right, he booked the hotel.
I was going to say, if she had booked the hotel, I think I would have felt a little bit more like it was justified. But he's on board. He's like, he's not thinking it's desperate. He's like, all right, this is cool.
Yeah, so the fact is that A, he knows about it, and B, he participated and helped to plan the trip by booking her a hotel, which also I think is polite because he's not presuming she's going to stay with him.
Right.
So I think that's also, I feel like this is good. It'd be a completely different story if she had done all this planning and basically maybe even didn't even tell him about it, was going to try to surprise him.
Yeah, I guess maybe.
That would be, I think, a little on the desperate side. But I feel like this is good because he booked the hotel means he's on board.
Right. I don't necessarily think that's desperate.
I don't think so either. I mean, you had plans to see each other.
Okay.
And so he couldn't come to you. You decided to just switch the plan. You go to him. The plan was still to see each other.
Right, right. And so you
think you're good.
So you made that work. You are a decision maker.
Yes.
And you turned a no into a yes.
You're going with the flow even.
Right.
Right?
I like that. I like that as a response. And now
I wouldn't cancel.
Have you ever done something spontaneous that backfired?
I drove 2 hours for a date once.
Yeah.
And then didn't end up going, seeing that person ever again.
Yeah. I mean, I like, as far as dating goes, you know, I'm limited because I've been with my wife for so long. Sorry.
You were going to add another descriptive word.
I was going to add a clarifier, but I didn't need one. I've been with her for so long. But people would always say, you're doing what? Because when I moved 3.5 hours away, and we were still dating, we tried to do long distance, I was bound and determined to make this thing work. Mm-hmm. And so I, like, every weekend, every other weekend, I would drive the 3.5 hours. A lot of times I would leave right after my shift was over at midnight. Mm-hmm. And I'd drive overnight, and I'd go, you know, to see her. And people that I worked with were like, why are you doing it? So they thought that was a little bit like desperate sort of
sure
thing, I guess.
Or romantic.
That's yes. Right, Kelly. Look, yes. Who's got the last laugh now?
Exactly. And that's what you can tell all of them now. You should probably follow up. Trish says, if she's going to his town, why do they need a hotel? Well, and again, I think that could be,
yeah, maybe, you know, safety just, and like, yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, she said talking to, not
right,
dating.
Because this is literally like the first time that they're seeing each other. So I feel like that is appropriate.
Yeah.
And then she says, was he going to stay at a hotel if he came to her?
Oh, yeah.
She's got a lot of questions.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I'm assuming, I would think yes. If you are just seeing this person for the first time and mm-hmm. you've just been talking, I would feel weird having them, because until you have more of an in-person rapport, I think it's appropriate to do the hotel.
Dan says, if it were me, I would think, wow, this girl really likes me. It would mean a lot, in my opinion.
Yes. The fact that she's making an effort to, right, you know, pivot and try to do a plan B to make sure we can still see each other, I think is a big deal. And again, he booked the hotel, so he's on board with it.
Right.
And I think that right there should tell her, not desperate, go ahead and do the trip and then see if it's going to work out.
All right. I want to hear the most, like, spur of the moment thing you've done for love. Spur of the moment, maybe, quote, desperate thing that you've done for love.
Oh, is it romantic or desperate?
Is it romantic or desperate? Yes.
If it worked out or not will be the answer.
Well, I guess that would be the answer. Yes, exactly. All right. I want to hear your stories. All right. 502-795-1997. We'll do those coming up. Flying to meet a guy you're just talking to. Is it desperate? ? Is it cool? What are some of the more spontaneous or desperate things that you've done in the name of, quote, love?
Which, by the way, in that it was not desperate, we determined, because he booked the hotel. He was going to be flying to see her, but couldn't. So she's like, okay, I'll just go see you.
Yeah.
So not desperate. Go ahead. Make the trip. Got a text. I flew from South Carolina to Seattle, Washington. Did it after a single date. Best decision I ever made.
Wow.
Stayed with him and his parents.
Aw.
Went to a Mariners game with him and his family. Didn't work out long term, but it was totally worth it.
Wow. That's
okay,
bold.
Then.
I like that.
Yep. Tattooed Mexican also texted, met my wife on Facebook. I lived in Arizona. She was in Indiana. 2 months into talking over text and calls, she flew out to Washington State, but made it to where she had an 8-hour layover to Arizona. So that meant so that we could meet up. From there on out, I spent over $15,000 in a year's span from flying her out to Arizona, or me flying to Indiana, food, hotels, 13-month long distance relationship. then I moved to Indiana.
Long distance relationships, sometimes they can get pricey, especially if you are a plane flight as opposed to a drive away.
They've been together 9 years, married.
Text to from a listener, booked a $300 last minute flight just to surprise him, and he wasn't even home.
Oh, no. See, that's where the surprises can go awry. If you're going through all the effort and then they're not even there.
Yep.
Another message, drove 3 hours in the middle of the night just to talk things out after a fight. He was asleep.
Well, yeah, that's when you wake him up for sure.
He probably didn't want to talk at that point.
But then there's this one, got a tattoo we joked about after getting together. He ghosted me a week later. Oh my gosh. Do you think he thought, oh wow, she crazy?
Yeah, I bet that was probably the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah, it's like, oh wow.
Got a message, baked his mom a cake after meeting her once because she seemed nice.
Aw.
She thought I was unhinged.
Come on now. Bacon, that's being nice. It's being nice. Okay. These are the, I guess, spontaneous or random things that you've done in the name of love. Got another message from a listener, sent a full-on singing apology video.
Oh, no, no, no.
When
no,
I thought
no,
I had no. messed up, like Disney princess level cringe.
Oh, but did it work?
Did it work? Yes, that's exactly. That's what we need to know. Did it work?
I'm choosing to think it did.
Yeah.
Another message, downloaded Fortnite, played for 6 hours just to impress him. I still don't know what I was doing.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, if he's really into Fortnite, and that's a, oh, that was a while ago, I guess, right? When Fortnite was pretty big.
And I guess that's when you're just trying to,
I guess,
share interests.
Right. Share interests.
Yeah.
Yes. Just trying to share interests.
Like me going golfing for my husband.
See, there you go. There
and
you go.
I got hit by a golf ball on the first time on a course.
Oh, you poor thing. All right, we'll get to one more here. Once said, I love you first via Venmo description on a $15 pizza payment.
What in the world?
That is so good.
I love you. Comments on Venmo? I don't think you can. I've never tried, but I don't think
you
can.
Oh, no, Venmo, yeah. And you can see people in your contacts what they write. So everybody in the contacts could see that.
Oh, no.
One said, I love you first via Venmo description on the $15 pizza payment. That's great. That's great.
What did he say? Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Too. That is so great.
Choosing to think he did.
All right. Thank you for those stories. That's good. It's 99.7 DJX. Do you have a unique name?
I mean, Kelly. Not really. My parents thought it was unique when they named me that. And then there were 5 Kellys in the first grade, which is when I became Kelly K.
Yeah, there you go.
Fun fact. Last name started with a K.
Right. Is it so new? Well, same with Ben. Like, Ben, not super unique.
You also had alliteration with your name, too.
Yeah.
Last name. Your last name starts with a B.
Yeah. But my middle name, I always have to, it's spelled differently. My middle name's Aaron. And
I've never heard it spelled A-R-I-N before.
So
except for you.
I finally met someone with the first name of Aaron, spelled A-R-I-N. And
really?
Yeah, and he and I bonded immediately. We were like, oh my gosh, another one.
Yes, because typically the female spelling is E-R-I-N.
Yes, E-R-I-N, and male A-A-R-O-N, A-A-Ron. But yeah, A-R-I-N, that's how my middle name is spelled. Is your name so unique that it causes you issues? Check this out. This could be a setting the bar story. Like, if you can manage to make it through the day without giving your kid a problematic name, you're doing okay. This woman's name is L.A.
Like, as in Los Angeles, the abbreviation for Los Angeles?
Well, but it's not named, she's not named for Los Angeles, but yes, L.A., she explains. Okay.
My name is L.A., capital L dot capital A dot. Now, some of the systems don't accept it, so they have to just put L.A., or some of them accept one dot but not two. Some of them don't accept two letters. They have to add an extra letter. All kinds of madness.
Yeah, so she's talking about the fact that, one, she's British, so
I didn't pick up on that.
Right. So I guess her name was given to her because her mom wanted to connect two surnames. L and A. And so she's saying that when she's trying to like put her name into forms, it usually doesn't accept one right. letter. So,
exactly. Like, no, you have to have a name.
Or it doesn't accept a period, like an L period, A period.
Right. My name is the most problematic name, I think, in this world. Like, to the point where my driving license came back with a picture of a Chinese man on it.
Oh, what? Wow. How did that happen?
Yeah, with my name, his signature, and my address. That type of problem. Because the systems just can't understand.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, if it's automated, it's going to be confused.
They're just saying it just confuses everything, just having a name L.A. So, yeah, I mean, like, I feel for it, because it's like, that's your name, and it's causing an issue.
Connected to surnames, what are the surnames? Like, is there a possibility to go with, you know, like, for instance, Raven Simone had, you know, hyphenated that name.
Or like Brangelina. Could you go like...
I don't think we go that route.
You mean morphing the two names together?
We hyphenate the names. Like, that's more accepted, right? I don't think we morph the names.
Well, anyways, so
I think anything's going to be better than L.A.
Well, yeah. So she is.
That would drive me nuts. The first issue I had with it, I'm like, I'm done. I'm out. Let's change it.
I do know that I had a teacher friend who had a student whose name was LaDasha.
LaDasha.
And it was spelled L-A-A, like with a hyphen, L-A-A, so, but pronounced LaDasha. So that was, again, just probably something that maybe in the future causes problems. I don't know. But interesting, unique name. We'll post up her little, like, story so you can follow along and see it. But
bless her heart. That's not a problem that she asked for.
I know. I mean, the name is the name you're given. And you got to jump through hoops to get that changed if you want to. Or maybe you just love, you know, you're so used to it. You like it. It's unique. But it's just still, it causes you headaches. At Ben and Kelly Show on X, we'll post that up. You can see it on 99.72. All right, let's get to a feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly Kay.
So Good Samaritan was captured on home surveillance camera, pulling over his car and helping out an 80-year-old woman who had fallen on her face in Cincinnati.
Hey.
That was Tina. She was walking alone in the rain, too.
Mm-hmm.
Fell on her face, was left covered in blood. That happened right outside of Amy's house. Her cameras captured this whole exchange when a young man stopped his car, went over to help, even took off his shirt to help stop the bleeding.
He didn't take a second. He just took his shirt off and just gave it to her. And it was just incredible.
You want to see? She wants to come in.
He saved the day. He was the hero. He's our hometown hero. Mm. And I really hope we can find him. And if his mom finds or hears about this story, I'd really like for her to know that she raised an exceptional son who really stepped up and aided someone when they were in need.
Absolutely.
Cool.
And she invited both of them inside her house, but he kind of just politely took off, didn't even tell him his name. So they were just hoping to track him down to properly thank him because, yeah, what he did was extraordinary.
Yeah. And he probably looked good, too. And that's probably another reason that she wanted to reach back out to him.
He looked like he worked out.
He took his shirt off, huh? Okay.
That's
well,
just
sir.
To help the lady, though. He was helping the lady.
Well, sir.
You can see the video at WDJX.com, brought to you by Sam Aguiar Injury Lawyers.
A little setting the bar action. Kelly, this is
an example of what not to do, or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day without putting on a surgical mask and yelling, hey, to the cashier and running out the store, you're doing okay. And you're thinking, it's not that big of a deal, right? Well, the surgical mask was all you were wearing.
We should probably be wearing clothes.
A guy in New Hampshire walked into the Family Dollar there, shouted, hey, to the clerk. Clerk looks over, then the guy runs away.
So he's naked when he walks in?
Yeah.
And then at some point puts on a surgical mask?
No, had a surgical mask when he walked in.
Oh.
So the clerk says, a heavy set guy, totally naked. although he was wearing a surgical mask, maybe to protect himself from germs. Who knows?
Oh, but the naked body part.
Yeah, that's fine. So, yeah, I mean, look, police are investigating. They're saying, hey, if you recognize this guy, et cetera, et cetera. They have not released photos of the streaker. So we can't help. we can't help identify this person.
Like, help us help you.
Yeah.
Provide the pics.
Yeah.
I mean, how are we supposed to know?
It sounds like you want to see.
I'm just saying for research purposes.
When you say heavy set, how heavy set? And
I would love to see just the whole exchange. Like, first of all, how far was this guy walking?
How far did he go into the store? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, at what point, how far have we been naked in public? Maybe. It's like, do we have a series of camera shots to kind of,
I mean, it almost,
his journey?
It almost sounds like it could have been a dare. Like one of those where it's like, you know, he's in his car, he takes his clothes off, wears a surgical mask so he can't easily be identified, runs in, says, hey, and then just turns around and leaves, you know?
Well, and then if he's wearing clothes again, no one's ever going to recognize him.
No one's ever. Unless he strikes again.
Right.
And then we get to call him something fun, like the masked
streaker.
Streaker. We can come up with a better name than that. But
well, at this point, that's the most accurate.
You're right. It is. It's accurate. We're going for accuracy. You're right, Kelly.
Exactly.
Accuracy.
Yes.
He needs to be brought to justice.
Okay. I guess they can charge him with indecent exposure.
Yeah, I think that's probably it. So again, you know, I don't know if you're within the sound of my voice. You're thinking, you know what sounds fun today? Taking a trip to the old Family Dollar and
walk around naked, except for a mask on.
Wearing a surgical mask, a little mask there, and that's it. But if you can manage to make it through the day without doing that and shouting hey to the store clerk, then you're doing okay.
Yeah, let's just not. No one needs to see all that.
Ah, potato, potato, Kelly.
Okay.
All right, there you go. That's your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX. Earlier, we were talking about on the show, the silliest reasons you've gotten a ticket. There was a story out of Canada where this city literally posts a bus stop sign in front of this dude's house in his yard the same morning that he starts getting tickets. And so his daughter had a car parked in front of their house.
Overnight.
Overnight. They had no idea this was going to happen. The city
sign
never
gets put up just before 8 in the morning. 10
right.
minutes later, he gets the ticket.
He starts getting tickets.
Are you kidding me?
Yes, exactly. So anyways, we were like, what was the craziest ticket or citation or whatever that you've received? Dave.
I work in EMS. And this has been years ago. I was working for a private service in Louisville, and we were responding to an emergency off of Dixie Highway.
Mm-hmm.
A cop followed me all the way to the scene. I'm running with lights and woo-woos and everything, and he tried to give me a speeding ticket.
Wow.
What? You had the lights on with the woo-woos and your EMS?
Ambulance, yeah.
You're in an ambulance.
Yeah, I hop out, and we start to go running into the house. So he comes barreling into the house ready to give me all the tickets.
Yeah.
Take me to jail or whatever. And he sees me doing CPR. He's like, oh.
Oh.
Oh. He says, oh.
Oh. Oh, I guess.
As if the ambulance, the sirens, the woo-woos, the lights didn't give him a clue as to where he might be going or why.
Yeah, you'd figure like first responders would get a pass. Like, you know, police aren't going to pull over a fire truck and go, hey, you know what? You look like you were speeding there a little bit.
That's the point of the lights and the woo-woos is for people to get out of the way, and you're supposed to be able to like run lights and get there a little quicker.
I will say that when I was doing an internship with a TV station, an NBC affiliate, I asked the photographer that I was driving around with, I was like, do you ever get like pulled over by police for like going to the scene of like breaking news or something like that? And he was like, he said, well, we still have to obey the laws just like anybody else would.
Right. You can't run lights. You can't speed. You still have to get there.
Yeah.
Safely.
Yes.
They don't have the lights and the woo-woos.
Right. No, they don't. But he said, but there is an understanding.
Oh. All right.
Because we were like going to like some breaking news and he was traveling pretty fast.
And sometimes breaking news doesn't wait.
No, right. Exactly. So anyways, I asked him after the fact. I was like, hey, are you exempt? From like, can you just pull up and park anywhere and like do it? It's like,
not really,
but there's kind of like an understanding. I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. All right.
So, but I would think an ambulance would get a full pass.
Right, you'd think.
Full pass.
You'd think. Anyways, anything else from the show, you can always catch up. Podcast, WDJX.com, tap listen. What else, Kelly?
I think that's about it.
All right, guys, have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.